go. Let's do this. Kill us now.
Kill us now.
This is our sweet 16th episode.
Sweet 16.
I think. So we're really excited. And Renee's got a surprise for me. So I'm excited. Oh, and she's got pimento cheese.
And crackers.
Pimento cheese and crackers. This is the best recording day ever. And wine. Rosé all day.
Yes. And Black is Beautiful. Cinnamon Vanilla Forgotten Rodale's Brew.
Sweet. I love Forgotten Rodale's. Not a fan of stouts.
Yeah.
No. Just tasted it.
You tried it.
Thought I was going to die. Can't do that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's get into it. Do we have any announcements to make?
So what did we do last week? Do you want to tell the people?
So I think we've talked about it before on our podcast about how we started this organization called Southern Arts Movement,
mm-hmm.
where we curate art pieces, specifically people of color. We create an art exhibit. It's a month-long exhibit. Well, last Saturday,
yeah. right?
We had our closing block party where we took all the art pieces. We put them up in our local arts center. We had all the artists came.
Yeah.
We had wine. It was a really good time.
It was all outside on the lawn. There was supposed to be a hurricane that came through, but it passed. And
it was such a pretty day.
Yeah, beautiful weather.
Yes. It was fantastic. I mean, it was awesome.
Yeah, it was super awesome seeing all the artists there.
Yeah.
We had live music by Trey Charles, who's yes. amazing.
Yes. And the newspaper came out.
Yeah, the newspaper.
Interviewed some of the artists,
mm-hmm.
talked to Renee. So that was really cool. So now we're planning on doing it
again. Yeah, we have big
things planned. So here we go. Check us out on Instagram, Southern Arts Movement, if you want to know more about it.
Yep.
You can see all the artwork there, so it's pretty cool.
My favorite thing about the event was the old people tailgating, eating Taco Bell, and drinking wine.
Yeah, that was...
And listening to live music. It was great.
That was pretty cool. Yeah, I can get with that. I hope when me and Robbie get older... We do the same thing.
Yeah.
We just tailgate, eat Taco Bell, and drink our faces off. So, my mom called me. My mom's super paranoid about Georgia getting kidnapped. You see how we stutter?
Yeah.
Just stutter because that topic really gets me all hot and bothered. So she called me and she said, I don't know if it was in Alamance County. I don't think it was in Alamance County. Anyway, there was a mother at Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
She had her infant child in her shopping cart, mm-hmm. and she was checking out.
Mm-hmm.
She turned away from her buggy for 2 seconds, and this man walked up behind her, grabbed the buggy, and was trying to push it right out the door. What? I mean, she ran him down
yeah.
and, like, got her kid.
Yeah.
I was like, what That's the fuck are you though. Doing? He said, oh, I got confused. I thought this was my buggy. Excuse me, this buggy has an infant child in it.
Yeah.
How in the hell do you confuse your buggy with someone else's buggy?
Yeah.
People just be snatching kids up. They don't even give a shit anymore. It's fucking bananas. It's bananas.
It's crazy. I don't know how I feel about the situation. Well, okay. That made it sound like I'm like, I don't know how I feel about kids being kidnapped. I feel awful about kids being
kidnapped.
You
don't agree with it.
Yeah. Do not condone it in any fashion.
Yeah.
But so it makes me think about that sex trafficking thing that you're hearing everywhere.
Yeah.
That is that issue as a whole is something I don't fully understand. So mm-hmm. I don't have feelings about it.
Yeah.
It does seem something like the satanic panic to me.
Yeah.
Like, we just need something to panic about. And, you know, in the 90s, it was everyone's a Satanist. And
yeah. No, yeah, I get it.
Yeah, that there is, like, these but if you... I don't want it to seem like I don't... That there... I know that there's reality behind that. And
yeah.
people need to pay attention to the... like, dig deep beyond what you see about...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Crystal, the officer we spoke with, she said that it's the thing.
Yeah.
Because I think I asked her, I'm like, is it in Alamance County? Like an idiot.
Yeah.
She was like, no, yeah.
Yeah, it's everywhere.
It's everywhere.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, you know, just watch your buggies, I guess, because people might mistake them for theirs and just walk off with your kids. It's just crazy.
Yeah, and just don't be nice.
No, just be vigilant, I think. Just open your eyes. Just be aware of what's happening around you, I guess.
Yeah.
So. Okay. All right. Let's get into it.
Yeah.
What are you talking about today?
I'm talking about this shit.
You're talking about pimento cheese?
Yeah. Specifically, palmetto cheese.
Palmetto cheese. Is that why you brought this in here?
Yeah. Are you familiar at all with it?
So the last time you were at my house and I made a charcuterie tray, I had palmetto cheese.
Yeah.
It was this brand.
Yes.
Because I love this brand.
It's a great...
Are you going to tell me something sad about it and I'm not going to be able to eat it anymore?
I am.
Well, doggone
it. I'm going to ruin it.
Son of a bitch. But, I love palmetto cheese.
But rightfully so. Okay.
So palmetto is the brand.
Yes.
Okay.
It's pimento cheese.
It says on the... So she brought a container in here. And in quotes, it says, the pimento cheese with soul.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you want to talk about like the design for a little bit?
Gluten-free. Okay, so the first thing that I notice is the typeface, which sucks. It's fucking
Comic Sans.
Because it's very close to Comic Sans, and I hate it. Everything on here is Comic Sans.
Yes.
Except for the thing that says keep refrigerated. Everything.
Yes.
Everything. I hate it.
Yeah.
I hate it. But there's a picture on the top of a woman cooking. Yeah. She looks like a African-American woman.
Yep.
Mixing it up in a bowl.
So that's Fertrella Brown.
Fertrella Brown.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Proudly cheese.
Wisconsin. Proudly Wisconsin cheese.
Proudly. What? It says cheese on there in the middle.
Oh, yeah.
Proudly cheese Wisconsin.
So their tagline is real cheese, real Southern, and really good. Actually, no, that's not their tagline. Maybe their tagline is the pimento cheese with soul. Yeah. All right.
So, okay. Yeah. Well, and after you talk about that, I'm going to talk about the murder of Colleen Ritzer, which is mind boggling. And I haven't really heard a lot about it, which is crazy because it's a fucking bananas case. So,
yeah.
Okay. Let's go.
Okay.
Talk to me about pimento cheese.
I'm going to talk to you about palmetto cheese.
Okay.
So I will say that this is like a new kind of thing that's happening, what I'm talking about. So I don't have much like information. I've just been reading like some news stories and it's just kind of watching a lot of news stories and reading a lot of news stories.
Okay.
So palmetto cheese started in like 2003-ish.
Okay.
So it's this family, Brian and Sassy Henry.
Mm-hmm.
So they were living in Atlanta and they bought a inn on Pawleys Island in South Carolina, and they renovated it and all this stuff. So Sassy, she used to, this is like the whitest family. Okay. Like it's just.
Okay. I had a dog named Sassy.
Yeah.
She was white too.
Yeah.
She was a lab.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So yeah, I was reading like one article where it was like, oh, we like spent nights in our cars. And it was definitely like the story of them getting to Pawleys Island was this. And it all depended on where I was reading the article from. But there's one article that phrased it as, you know, they were living in their car for a couple days and they just kind of packed up and left everything. They left like all the stuff in their house. And
why?
Because they were having I don't know. It was phrased as these people that are on hard times and look at what they did. They moved to this island and they had such a rough time, but then they've become so successful.
Okay.
And it's like, well, no, because I'm sorry, if you buy an inn and you're living in your car for a couple of days and you're renovating it, I mean,
well, yeah, if you got enough money to buy an entire inn,
yeah,
you should have a couple bucks for a hotel room for a couple nights. Like, you're not that bad off.
Yeah.
I know people that have, what made way worse than that. Like, come on.
So it was so weird. And it was like, oh yeah, Sassy had been, approached to do a jewelry line, but she just wasn't passionate about jewelry.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Okay. Yeah. I see how this is going.
Yeah. And she, you know, she tried the jewelry out or passed on it or something like that. And basically her husband asked her one day, what are you passionate about? She was like, I'm passionate about pimento cheese.
What a passion.
Yes.
What a passion.
So she had this pimento cheese that she would make for tailgating during the Braves. games.
Atlanta Braves.
Atlanta Braves. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So they bought this in...
So the inn is in South Carolina, but they're from Atlanta.
Yeah, they're from Atlanta. It's on Pawleys Island. Seaview Inn.
Okay. Seaview Inn was the name of the inn that they bought.
Yes.
Okay.
And so it had been there for a while. So this is, you know, on the coast. It's on the beach. Mm-hmm. So it's like the 90s, the early 2000s, they get this inn. And it's, I saw somewhere where it was like, Sassy was an apprentice chef at like a high-end dining hall or something. And I'm like, I don't understand what that means.
She cooked food.
Yeah, but I don't know if she did. I don't know if she just like...
She was an apprentice, that was it? Like yeah. A sous chef, maybe?
So that, like, that's... I'm like, are you just trying to make sous chef sound fancy? If you were in a chef world, you would just say sous chef.
I think it's just a sous chef. Yeah.
Yeah. So that makes me, because it says she was an apprentice to a chef, makes me wonder if she just worked front of house.
Yeah.
In a place and was friends with the chef.
Kind of, sort of. That's what it sounds like.
Yeah. The language doesn't connect with me as someone... who understands how a kitchen works. It's like, oh, I don't think you fully understand.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway. Yep. So she had this pimento cheese. And so she was super passionate about it. So they started making it at this inn, which had the staff. So let's talk about Pawleys Island.
Okay.
It has a population of about 107.
People?
People.
Mm-hmm. 107?
107. So that was 2018.
Oh my God. Okay.
Yeah. So it's super tiny.
Small.
It's about 90% white.
Okay.
And all of the workers at the Seaview Inn were black.
So the 10% of people of color on the island actually worked at the inn, is what you're saying.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if it was all of them, but yeah.
That's what it sounds like. They were all worked at the inn.
Yeah. And there was this great article, John Huey, he writes for the Charlotte Observer. He wrote an article about how he went there, and he was like, it was right out of like the 1930s.
Like, you really felt like you just stepped back in time.
Yeah.
Like you're on a freaking plantation or something.
Yeah. Well, later, but yeah. So he was like, there was something comfortable about it. It was old America. And then basically he was able to kind of take a step back and be like, well, no, this is weird, because everyone, like, quote, serving me is black.
Yeah.
And so if a place has 110 people living there, and there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 people in your staff that are black.
That is strange.
Yeah, it just, and it's not like, it's not saying that that's a bad thing. It's just weird.
It's just weird. Yeah. It's and just weird.
That's Ventrella.
So that lady that Ventrella. I'm seeing on the right is the lady on the packaging of palmetto cheese.
Yep.
Okay.
They were making this pimento cheese, and so everyone says, it is Mrs. Brown's recipe, Vertrella.
Vertrella.
Yeah. So they're like, it's Vertrella's recipe. So looking at the packaging, it looks like it's a black-owned business.
It does, because there's a black woman on the lid of the cheese.
Yeah.
It looks, I mean, if you wouldn't have told me that, I would have been like, oh, this is the lady that made the cheese.
Yeah. And the tagline is pimento cheese with soul.
Like soul food, which is typically...
Black American, yeah.
Soul food.
Yeah, because it has roots in like Cajun and low country boils and stuff like that.
Yeah. So this is a ruse.
This is a ruse. This is a whole like they marketing. Yeah, right. So she just like pushed it away from her a little bit.
It's a fucking setup.
So they took a picture of her as a worker. They took a recipe, first of all. And Sassy says, it's my recipe. Miss Brown just changed up the, like, how much of each thing. It's like, that's fucking changing a recipe.
Right.
It's pimento cheese. It's cheese, pimentos, mayonnaise.
Right. It's
just, and seasoning.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but she's like, no, it's my recipe. It's all the ingredients that I said it was.
Well, she didn't make up pimento cheese. She didn't invent pimento cheese.
Exactly.
Pimento cheese is freaking pimento cheese.
Yeah. And so she's, they said that, you know, that picture just
personify?
Thank you.
Okay.
Personify. Like the soul food and that Miss Brown, like, added the soul to the pimento cheese when she, you know,
What in the Sam hell is happening right now?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, okay, okay. So, basically, what is happening is Sassy, the lady, is pushing and promoting her brand as a Black-owned business. But for what? What is happening?
Yeah.
What is happening? And my question is, did Miss Brown know? Because if I was her, I'd be like, I need a back-end cut.
Yeah. So I looked into it. And so Miss Brown died in in April.
This past April?
Yeah, this past April.
Oh, damn.
Do you know what was never said on the Instagram, at least, or any sort of social media that I
saw? No one was ever like, RIP Miss Brown.
Yeah, no.
Son of a bitch.
There is a, like, one sentence that says, Miss Brown died in April 2020.
So Sassy made money off the back of this woman. And she couldn't even say, oh my gosh, I'm devastated. My really good friend died who helped me make all this money from this pimento cheese.
Yeah. And so I did some like Facebook sleuthing and kind of looked into like Miss Brown's family.
Yeah.
I did see somewhere where like Miss Brown's sister-in-law had said that she didn't really ever get compensated for her image. And her image is the, I'm pretty sure if you did a survey, most people buying that are buying it because of her image on there.
Yeah.
Thinking that they're supporting a Black-owned business.
Whoa. Sassy.
Yeah.
You're a little twat.
Well, they both are. Sassy and Brian.
Her husband.
Yeah.
I forgot about her husband.
Yeah. Don't forget about him.
Oh, God. What did he do?
So.
What's his name? Brian?
Brian. Ugh. So, yeah. The sister-in-law was like, she never really was compensated. Henry was like, no, I paid her for it. I'm like, did you though?
Like, what's he saying? What is the compensation is?
Yeah, I couldn't find any numbers. And like, they were saying there was some like discussion about how this family, this white family, used this Black woman's recipe and image to sell their brand. And basically change the look of their business and promote themselves without directly saying we're a Black-owned business. We're promoting themselves as a Black-owned business through their branding.
Yeah. Dude, that's crazy. That's crazy to me.
Yeah.
Especially now when people are going out of their way to support Black-owned business.
Yes.
And they're probably still doing, like, I mean, you just bought this.
Yeah.
It still has her picture on it.
Yeah.
Poor lady's already died.
Yeah.
She did in April, and she's still on the freaking packaging. They're still, she is in the ground, and they are still making money off of her.
Yeah.
Woo, if I was her family, I'd be pissed.
So there was a conversation going about it, because there has been a press conference here recently. Like, someone in the audience was like, well, he paid for her funeral.
So, wait, did he?
I guess so.
Well, I don't give a shit.
I can't find, and
doesn't matter.
So this happened, like, September 3rd.
Okay.
So this is just days. This is
recent.
Yeah.
Whoa. So
the reason why there was this press release and all this stuff has happened is because Brian Henry was recently, like the last election, was elected mayor of Pawley's Island.
Mm-hmm. So now people are sleuthing into his background.
Well, he brought the attention onto himself.
Oh.
I don't have the date of when this happened. But there were two people that were killed. Laura Anderson, who was 21, and Nick Wall, who was 45. I believe Laura was Nick's stepdaughter. There was a road rage incident, and they got shot. And the person that shot them...
On Pawley's Island?
Mm-hmm. Or Georgetown. Georgetown County.
Okay.
They were shot by a Black man.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, as in everything, there's this... everyone kind of takes to the social media and says things. So this is what Brian said.
Oh God, what did he say?
Quote, two innocent people murdered, not two thugs or people wanted on multiple warrants. Two white people defenselessly. What?
Defenselessly?
Defenselessly. I can't talk today. Defenselessly.
It's that freaking stout beer you're drinking.
Yeah. Two white people defenselessly. You know what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Gunned down by a Black man. Tell me, where is the outrage? When will the rioting and burning down of business? When will we be begin rioting and burning down businesses in Georgetown? Why do we stand by and allow Black Lives Matter to lawlessly destroy great American cities?
All right, you dick.
And then he calls, you know, and then like in that kind of same thing, he ended up calling Black Lives Matter and Antifa terrorists, terrorist Jesus. Organizations.
Brian, okay, the first sentence he said was, these were not two thugs that died. What does it matter?
Yeah.
Life is a life. It doesn't matter if you're a rich white person or a thug.
Exactly.
People's lives mean the same. So, it's so sad that people say that.
Also, I want people to understand that thug is coded for black man.
Yes.
Like,
that's what he wanted to say.
Yeah.
That's what he should have said, because that's what he wanted to say.
Yeah.
Was black man.
Yeah.
Which a black man's life is just as important as anyone else's life.
Which is the whole point of Black Lives Matter. Exactly. People do not get that.
I don't care if someone's a quote-unquote thug. They shouldn't be gunned down just as much as anyone else shouldn't be gunned down.
Doesn't exactly.
Doesn't matter. Oh, Brian. Suck a D.
So, yeah. Brian is the owner of this company.
So, Brian's a racist.
And the mayor.
Brian is a racist.
Mm-hmm.
He also, his wife Sassy and him own the Palmetto Cheese Company.
Yeah.
That they put this black woman on.
Mm-hmm.
And also own the inn that is completely maintained by all black staff.
Yeah.
And he's a racist on top of
that. Yeah.
All. Okay.
So people are like, whoa, dude, you made all of your money off of this black woman's image.
Yeah.
And now you're saying that Black Lives Matter is a terrorist organization. You need to step back and
if he didn't
assess
have
yourself.
Black people, he wouldn't have money.
Exactly.
He wouldn't be in office. He wouldn't have an inn.
Yeah.
He would have nothing.
Yeah.
He should be saying thank you.
Exactly. So he's taken a step back and said that he's like listening, and you know, they on the Palmetto Cheese website, which is palmettocheese.com. Yeah. So
okay.
They have taken off all the images that show Miss Brown's picture.
So there Miss Brown is not on the website, but she's still on the packaging.
Yeah, well, so she's mentioned on the website, but they said that they are working. Listen, let me go to the website and read the words from what they have on here. All right, so this is the quote from the website. We are evaluating racial equality as one of our brand's responsibilities. Palmetto Cheese is evolving and listening to the Black American community, our customers, and business partners. We are committed to lead as an advocate for uniting the community, starting with a rebranding of our product identity. And it also said something about working to, like, be racially diverse. And it's like, what?
Okay. Do you think that they really mean that? Or do you think they just put that there to shut everybody up?
I think they're just putting it there to shut everyone up.
Okay. Yeah. I don't think they mean that at all. Did you say something about a rebrand?
Yeah. So they're going to rebrand.
Well, they need to, because their typeface is shitty.
Yeah. Yeah. And so I saw something where they first started. They didn't have Comic Sans as their fucking...
They changed it to they Comic Sans?
Changed it to Comic Sans. It was like this nice sans or nice serif font.
Wow.
It was just like basic, but I mean...
You're like double trash now.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Yeah, and so going into, Miss Brown being compensated,
mm-hmm.
kind of just looking into her life on social media and on the internet, you can tell a lot about people, and it doesn't look like she was well compensated at all.
If I was her family, I'm sure she has family.
Yeah, she does.
They need to like family. Fight or do something.
She should have gotten royalties,
of course,
of like 10%. She should have been a business partner.
She should have been part business. Yes, she should have been part business owner.
Yeah,
it's her damn recipe.
Like 10% is what she should have received,
at least.
Yeah.
Wow.
And yeah, so if someone's listening to this and is part of the Brown family, we support you. Yeah, you deserve at least 10%
of
every single penny that Palmetto Cheese has made.
I would sue the shit out of them.
Yeah.
And I would be like, get my family member off your fucking cheese.
And every,
I don't want her on there.
Yeah, you should get a percentage of every single...
Every bucket.
Yeah. Everything that has had her image on it.
Hell yeah.
Because this is the prime example of how branding can sell a product.
Yes.
Like, it's a really shitty design. It's a really...
The design is horrible.
Yeah. God-awful. The pimento cheese is good. It's not the best I've
had. It's not the best, but it's good.
It's good.
For pre-made pimento cheese,
yeah,
it's good.
It's yeah. good. But I'd be more likely to buy it because it looks like something that someone in the community made.
Yeah.
That's by choice.
Yeah.
They purposely designed it to be that way. And they put a black woman's picture on it to sell it as soulful. And they literally put the pimento cheese with soul. Like, that being like, this is the black pimento cheese.
Sneaky, sneaky. That is like snake in the grass.
Yeah.
Whoa.
My mind was blown when I found out it was a white owned business.
The next time I'm in the grocery store and I see someone picking this cheese up, I'm gonna be like, you put it down now. You put that down.
Slap it out of their hand and be like, don't buy that racist cheese.
Go right next door, get that Ruth's.
Yeah.
Get that Ruth's pimento cheese. Don't touch that cheese right there. Oh my gosh. I'm gonna tell everybody. That's insane. I never knew that.
Yeah.
Is it just now coming out because of the climate right now? Or has this been an ongoing issue?
It's just now kind of
because I've never heard of it.
Yeah, it wasn't really an issue until Brian came out with a statement that was so against black people.
Okay.
That it was like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, why are you going against black people?
Yeah.
When you've made your money off of
black people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it shows that, like,
oh my gosh, I want to hear, like, has the staff came out with comments or anything?
I don't know. I haven't seen. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I need to look into that.
Yeah. And so that's what, like, these news articles are, like, his press release where he was like, I'm listening. Like, this is a time for us to listen. Yeah. And I can do better. That was 2 days ago.
Okay. So I'm sure there will probably be stuff that comes out.
Yeah.
In the near future. We just have to keep everyone updated.
Yeah.
On the situation. On this fucking cheese.
Yeah. It's just, it's crazy.
I thought it was a black owned business.
Yeah.
Looks like a black owned business. They marketed it like it was a black owned business.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That blows my mind. Sassy and Brian, you are some just trifling ass.
Yeah. And bitches. That's what people don't, I see it so much in where people don't think, they think if they're not actively killing and brutalizing, like if they're not physically hurting
someone,
a person,
they don't see it.
Yeah. And it's like, no, this is a perfect instance where a white couple appropriated black culture, made a fuck ton of money, and didn't share that with the person that they stole the stuff from.
Yeah, I mean, it's one thing if they did all this and put her picture on there, but they were paying her for it.
Yeah.
And she was a part of the business. And like, you know, and got compensated for it. But it sounds like she didn't get shit.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what she, and this is just going off of what I see online, but I don't think that she got very much because if he paid for her funeral...
If he paid for her funeral, did that mean that
she didn't have money enough to pay for it?
To pay for it. Or her family didn't have enough money.
Yeah.
Like, someone didn't have enough money to pay for her funeral, so he paid for it.
Yeah, because, okay, so I have some stats on, according to the brand's website, 15.2 million containers of palmetto cheese were sold in 2019.
Whoa. 15.2 million?
Mm-hmm.
Damn. All right.
So, I mean, if she got, like, a penny royalty,
she would have a lot of money.
Yeah. I don't know what that math is.
I don't either.
I don't want to do that math.
Do you hear that motorcycle?
I do.
Stop. We're talking about cheese here. We're talking about cheese.
But, yeah. It's like, if she... Just something small and,
so,
like...
So, I don't know. This is, like, what? $4?
Probably, yeah.
Four times 15 point something million.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
Fuck.
And I will say they are partnered with Duke's. So Duke's needs to step the fuck up.
Oh, Duke's mayonnaise.
Yeah.
They definitely need to. Yes. So is there like there's got to be like a warehouse or a...
It's packaged at Duke's.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Duke's. Come on. If you're listening, you better do something. This is your chance.
Yeah, it's equal to like the UPS Graham thing.
That was Duke's mayonnaise. They'd be like, get your ass over to Hellman. I ain't doing it no more. Goodbye.
And be like, here at Duke's, we support Black lives.
Yeah.
And Black people. So, oof. Bye.
Goodbye. That is a crazy ass story, Renee.
Yeah.
This is just bonkers.
Do you want to see what they look like?
Yeah, let me see what these people look like. I'm curious. Okay. Sassy and Brian. I mean, they look like a rich white couple.
Yeah.
That's basically what they look like. Yeah. And it's so funny because now seeing them and hearing what they did, but going back to what you told me at the beginning of the podcast where the article made it seem like they were like so down and out on their luck.
Yeah.
Like trying to make you feel bad for them, to feel sympathy for them.
Feel sympathy for them to make their journey seem like they came from nothing and built up this empire. It's like, first of all, they don't have an empire because they're not sharing it really.
Yeah.
They do have like they give back, but I didn't see anything that specifically talked about people of color.
They have three cheeses, so I didn't know they had different kinds of cheeses.
Yeah, it's bacon, jalapeno.
Ooh, they have a freaking jalapeno.
Yeah.
Now I can't even try it because I don't even want to support that business anymore. I don't even want to support that company. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
And he's the fucking mayor.
Wow.
Yeah. Apparently very little people voted in the election.
Well, there's only, 100 people in all fucking town.
It was, 36 people.
He probably knew half the people anyway. He's probably all his family.
Yeah.
That is crazy. Well, we just have to keep...
Keep you updated.
Yeah, keep you updated, because this is happening right now.
Yeah.
Whoa!
Yeah, I really hope that someone out there looks into, was Miss Brown paid?
Yeah.
And was she compensated for the use of her image?
Mm-hmm.
And basically, I mean, that whole brand was built around her.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like...
So Miss Brown works for them. Like, she was a worker in the inn.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I don't even think she was there, like she left at some point.
Like, I wonder if she even knew that she was having her picture taken here.
Maybe, I don't know. I think they saw the picture and they were probably like, this, you know, we're going to sell it with soul. And she, they say that she personifies the...
Pimento cheese?
Yeah, just that soulful, home cooking. Yeah. I want to hear from the other workers at the inn. Like, how were these people?
Yeah. I want to know how they were treated.
Yeah.
I want to hear what they have to say. I hope they come out with some statements because I want to know.
Yeah.
I really do. I want to know what's going on behind them doors in the inn. What's the name of the island? Polly?
Polly's Island.
Polly's Island.
Yeah. And the Sea View Inn.
The Sea View Inn. We should go there. We should call and make a reservation. Fuck shit up.
Spread pimento cheese everywhere.
Throw cheese in every corner. Just throw this pimento cheese. Oh my God, I would freaking die. I would love it so much. All right. Good ass story.
Woo!
We'll keep you posted.
Yes.
We're eating the palmetto cheese. We couldn't help it. It's good. Thank you, Miss Brown, for your delicious pimento cheese that we are enjoying right now. Okay. And we're about to talk about murder.
Tell me about murder.
Okay. So I want to tell you about the murder of Colleen Ritzer. Okay. So Colleen Ritzer was born on May 13th, 1989. So she is a year younger than me, if she was still alive.
4 years younger than me.
4 years younger than you. And she was the oldest of three siblings. It said that she was kind and gentle, and she knew at a very early age what she wanted to do, and she wanted to become a teacher. God bless you.
Ooh, why?
Yeah, I don't know. She wanted to be a teacher. So she got her first teaching job at Danvers High School in Danvers,
Massachusetts.
How'd you know Danvers was in Massachusetts? Because you know everything about Massachusetts.
No, I don't know everything, but I know that Danvers is a mess.
I was like, Renee's going to get me on this one. She's going to get me.
I said it, and I didn't let you say it. I'm sorry.
Massachusetts.
Yay!
Boom.
We need to make a shirt that says it like Massachusetts.
That's how I spelt it in here.
Yeah.
C-H-E-W. Wanted to make sure I pronounced it right. So she got a first teaching job there, and she really excelled, and all the students said she was a great teacher. Faculty, parents, students, everyone loved her. So she teaches 9th grade algebra. I failed algebra the first time I took it. It's freaking hard. I don't care what X means. I don't give a shit.
I skipped algebra, I think.
I took algebra. And then pre-cal. I was terrible at math. I was the worst at math. I just didn't get it. So Colleen Ritzer, she was a creature of habit.
Mm-hmm.
She woke up at the same time every day, every morning. She said good morning to her parents every day, Tom and Peggy Ritzer. So she was 24, so she still lived at home with her parents at the time she was teaching.
And what grade did she teach?
9th. 9th grade.
Fuck.
Yeah. So she wasn't that much older than the kids that she was teaching at the time.
Yeah. And okay, so this reminds me a little bit of my 8th grade year. So it was middle school.
Mm-hmm.
We had a first year teacher teaching math.
Mm-hmm.
And so this was like an honors. It was pre-algebra.
Yeah.
Or maybe it was algebra and I don't know. But it was something along there.
Yeah.
It was her first year teaching and she was younger. And we gave her hell.
We had some like that too. Like, at our high school. Quit.
Yeah.
I mean, those young teachers.
Yeah.
You're not that much older than me.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah.
And like, this is like a thing.
That like preteen, early teens, like, I mean, she was obviously nervous and would teach with her eyes closed.
Oh, no.
And we just, first of all, we were all too smart for our own fucking good.
Yeah.
And so it was like,
we all are at that age.
Yeah. So there was one kid that was just like literally a little bit too smart. Like he would tap into phones and like make calls.
Huh.
I don't know. It was super weird. It was like, Levi, you're super smart and it's scary.
Well,
yeah,
we had teachers like that too, that were like student teachers. And so they would still be in school, but they would come over and like be in the same classroom with our regular teacher. And we never listened to them. We just like totally acted up. And it's like, dude, you're like 2 years older than me. I'm not going to do what you tell me to do.
Yeah.
Get my real teacher in here. Fuck off.
So as an adult now, my heart breaks for that person because it's like, oh,
yeah.
If I started teaching, I would start. And like,
especially high school. Oh, yeah. God, high school. I would never, away from me.
Thick skin.
So she, you know, creature of habit.
Mm-hmm.
And then, side note, which I thought was so sweet, like, how great is this person? Every night before the 24-year-old went to sleep, she wrote something happy about her day on a slip of paper and put it into a jar. Who does that?
I don't know.
You must be like a really wonderful person.
It sounds like annoyingly
happy.
Like one of those like permanent optimists where it's like, oh.
Yeah, like can you be sad about something for a second? So on October 22nd in 2013, which was her second year of teaching math at the high school, she failed to return home, which instantly kind of freaked out her mom and dad because never didn't come home, or if she didn't, she would always call first.
Mm-hmm.
So this was like a little bit of cause for concern. Her family went frantic, of course. They called Colleen's colleagues, and 3 of her friends showed up at the school to search up and down everywhere. They did find her car in the parking lot at the school, but she was nowhere to be found. So Tom Ritzer, which is her dad, he walked into the school and everyone he saw, he was like, have you seen my daughter? Have you seen Miss Ritzer? And everyone was like, no, I haven't seen her.
Yeah.
Her parents called all of her friends and no one had seen Colleen. So that's when her parents called the police and reported her missing. So like all high schools, after classes, it's usually sports happen somewhere around there. So the sports at this school, the practices started at 4, and they had all the sports like every other school.
Yeah.
One being soccer. So this was in the fall this happened. But like at our high school, boys soccer was in the summer, mm-hmm. and then girls soccer was in the fall.
That's how ours were.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know exactly. I can't remember if it was the fall and, you know, what season, but they were separate
seasons. They were separate seasons, yeah. So one member of the boys soccer team did not show up to practice. It was a 14-year-old named Philip Chisholm. I hate his last name. Because of
Chisholm?
I think of like Jizz or something. Last name Chisholm. And it's okay because he's a douchebag, so I can say that.
So he didn't die.
Well, I'll let you know. Okay. So the coach noticed that he wasn't there, but he wasn't super alarmed at first. He thought mm-hmm. maybe he was held after class or he went home or something. He's a teenage boy. Who knows what they do?
Yeah.
But it was even more odd that Philip Chisholm didn't show up for the school soccer team dinner later that evening. So, you know,
yeah,
sports, they have like an ending, I guess, like a...
Like a banquet.
A little, yeah, like a banquet.
We had a sports banquet.
Where everyone gets a trophy.
Yeah. Can I tell you a story?
Yeah.
So, my senior year, so I played soccer from sophomore through whatever. I didn't play my freshman year, but...
Sophomore through senior.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, they gave out these, like, awards. It was just, like, a fucking printed certificate. And everyone's getting this award, and it's all specific to, like, the person.
Yeah.
I wish I could remember what other people got, because it was kind of cool. Yeah. It was, like, the sassiest person, or, you know, just...
Okay.
Sassy is just in my brain. Sorry.
Because it's sassy.
Yeah.
I got you.
But, okay. Yeah, it was, like, these, like... All of them were kind of geared towards who you were as a person and as a teammate. And
okay.
kind of, like... Picked
personalized
out, yeah picked out this yeah. like kind of good quality of
what
you.
Did yours say?
It was the LA award, and I was like, what the fuck's a
what's
LA?
LA
and the lady was like, lard ass. I was like, what?
What are you kidding me?
No.
Did you rip people's faces off?
No, I was just like, what?
I would have fucking lost my mind.
I was just so incredibly like, I don't understand. First of all, I was like, are you just saying that I have a super fat butt? Or are you saying that I'm super fat? And she, like, her like, announcing it to me was like, it was a fun, like, happy thing. And I was like, this doesn't make me feel fun and happy. This makes me feel really bad about myself.
That is the nastiest thing I have ever heard. You were in high school.
Yeah.
And I've seen pictures of you in high school. You were skinny as shit.
I wasn't, but thank you. I was. Yeah.
Oh my God. What assholes. What coach would even allow that to happen is my question.
It was. So we had a coach. Yeah. It was just a woman.
Well, fuck her.
It was like a woman who had kids that was. So her daughters were seniors my freshman year.
Fuck her. I hope she gains 800 pounds. I hope she's on
that
show.
She was bigger than me.
Okay, well, we need to mail her an award right now. Yeah. An LA award.
I can't remember. It was Shelly or something.
I'm going to look up Shelly on Facebook.
Sherry.
What an asshole.
Those might have been the twins that she had.
Damn. That's yeah. cold-blooded.
Right?
It's cold-blooded.
Those fucking
blooded.
Banquets, man.
Those banquets. Okay. So he didn't show up to that either. Mm-hmm. But this still wasn't like a huge shock for anyone because Philip was actually new to the area. So he lived in Tennessee and he had just moved to Danvers. So he didn't really have a lot of friends. No one really knew him that well. So it was like,
that's also like a big, that's kind of a big shift.
It's a big move. It's a big move. But so Philip's mom and dad were going through like a really terrible divorce.
Ooh.
So they up and moved. I don't really know how they ended up in Danvers from Tennessee, but that's what happened.
Some people actually, they just move.
I think some people do. Some people are like, fuck it, I'm moving to a completely different state, new slate, new everything.
Yeah. My friend Katie in high school, so she moved, I think, in sixth grade. Her parents were just like looking up good places to live, and Elizabeth City came up.
They just picked.
And they were like, that sounds good.
Elizabeth City, what a pick, man.
Yeah. It was like,
what a pick.
They definitely got duped on that one.
Woo! What a pick. Okay, so Philip's mother, Diana, she was also trying to figure out where he was because she had no idea. She thought that he was going to be home after soccer practice, but he never showed up. She started calling his cell phone. He never picked up the phone. He didn't have any friends. She didn't know who to call, so she called the police and reported him missing.
So is it possible they ran away together?
It was possible.
Is that something, did that happen to you in high school? Like,
not, did I run away with a teacher?
No.
No.
Did you have teachers sleeping with students?
Oh, 100%. Okay. 100%. I don't know who's listening to this right now. I don't give a shit. Our coaches, our football coaches,
mm-hmm.
were philandering with all the hot chicks at our high school.
Yeah.
It was disgusting.
Yeah.
It was like a disgusting den of iniquity in our high school.
That was like a super awesome.
Did you like that?
I really like that.
Thank you. I've tried hard to sound smart.
it was amazing.
I'm so articulate today.
Yeah,
it happened all the time and everyone knew it. Like,
yeah.
It was a talk of the school, but no one ever did anything about it. Nothing.
Yeah. We had a lady science teacher that was sleeping with the men.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You don't see that often.
Mm-mm.
And typically when that happens, it's not that big. It should be. It
yeah.
should be just as yeah. big of a deal, but it's not.
Yeah. No, it, yeah.
It's yeah, a- and half of the, I mean, I think at that time, all the coaches were married. Mm-hmm. There was one in particular. I'm not going to say his name, but I still, like, I went to the pool and he was there with mm-hmm. his kids. Like, I still see him around town.
Ooh.
And everyone knew that he was sleeping with the students.
Yeah.
Ugh, anyway.
So disgusting.
Okay, so that actually was a rumor that was going around in the town.
Okay.
When people had found out that there was a student and a kid missing, people were going to, oh, maybe they ran off together.
Yeah, it and was she was like, young.
Yeah, it was going around town that maybe this was happening.
I would have been that kid that been like, they ran off together.
Yeah. So she reported her son missing to the police at 6:30 that evening. So now we have a teacher and a student missing from the same school. So police obviously were like, well, let's see if there's a connection between the two.
Yeah.
And they did find out that Colleen was Phillip's algebra teacher. So he was okay. in her class. But that was the only connection that they found at the time. Okay. So Colleen's classroom was checked out. Her purse wasn't there. Her phone was not there. No sign of her at the school except for her car. The police at the time, they were more concerned about the missing 14-year-old than the missing 24-year-old. Because 14-year-old's a minor.
Yeah.
They were like, well, maybe Colleen went on, someone picked her up for a date. Maybe a friend picked her up. Like, yeah. it, you know.
So I guess that kind of spoils the whole they ran off together because they would have run off in her car.
Exactly. So Danvers Police Department posted on their Twitter page, which I didn't know police departments had Twitter pages.
Yeah.
Does Graham PD have a Twitter page?
I believe so. I know Alamance County does. They don't utilize it that much, but so I became.
Well, they should because that's great.
Yeah. So I know in Boston.
Yeah.
They utilize Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was so when the bombings were going off in Boston, it was the best way to kind of keep
communicate.
Up.
Communicate. Social media.
Yeah. They would just be like, do-do-do-do.
Yeah.
This is what's going on.
So they put on their Twitter page, be on the lookout for 14-year-old boy, Phillip Chisholm. Okay. News of Colleen's disappearance also started to spread through the town when police got a call from a woman named Sarah, who was also a teacher at Danvers High School, and she was also really good friends with Colleen. She told police that at the end of the school day, she went by Colleen's classroom, she stuck her head in, and saw two students in her class. One was a girl who was doing extra credit work, and the other was Phillip Chisholm. So now you have the two at the end of the day together, seen together. Okay, so information from Phillip's mother uncovered that Phillip used an AT&T cell phone. So the cops did the little pingy thing to see where he was.
Triangulate.
Yes. So his last ping put him at Hollywood Hits Movie Theater. So his mom was kind of a relief because she was always just, he says he's at the movies. He's just watching movies. The police went to the theater and talked to some of the employees that were there. And they did confirm that a boy matching that description was there. He purchased a ticket for the 4:30 Woody Allen movie, Blue Jasmine, and then left.
That's super weird.
What, the Woody Allen movie?
Well, that a high school kid, like, he's supposed to be in soccer practice and
yeah.
would go watch a movie.
So, he bought a ticket, but he never watched the movie.
Yeah.
So, to me, he's setting up an alibi.
Oh, yeah.
So, Danvers High School had a really great security system.
Ooh.
They had cameras, hundreds of cameras, different angles, in classrooms, on the hall. I mean, they had lots of good footage.
And this is post 9/11.
So
they probably, or post 9/11, post the 90s. Mm-hmm. So they probably had a school resource officer.
So they had really awesome security cameras and footage. But the computer that it was going in was a piece of shit.
Oh.
So it took...
Well, schools.
Yeah. It took the police a long time to, like, sift through all this.
Yeah.
I mean, they had to go through hundreds of videos and stuff.
I think that speaks more about our school system and our society than we'd like it to be.
Yeah.
You have this high-tech security system because, you know, people come in, school shootings, there's all of that stuff. But the technology behind it is not very good.
Cause... Like, dude, spend a couple hundred bucks. Like, get you a nice computer that is not going to, like, crash every 5 seconds.
Well, no, because if you give them one nice computer, they're going to want a whole classroom of nice computers.
Oh, we don't want that now, do we?
Yeah.
Okay. So while police were kind of looking through the footage, mm-hmm. other officers were looking through the entire school to see if they could find any evidence. A female officer checked the second floor bathroom that was right near Colleen's classroom, and she did find something. She found red and brown smears that appeared to be dried blood on the bathroom stalls.
Which isn't that weird for exactly. a woman's bathroom.
That's what they said. Said, this is a high school women's bathroom, and it wasn't enough blood to be like, oh, something happened in here.
Yo.
You know what I mean? It was just like... little blood.
I worked at a movie theater, and the women's bathroom was disgusting. There was always shit on the floor.
Shit on the floor.
I'm like, I don't understand. Okay.
Put your ass over the toilet.
As I'm older, I'm starting to realize that it was probably women take their kids into the bathroom.
Yeah.
But it's also like, clean it up. And also just the blood, like there would be blood? Like period blood just everywhere. And handprints.
That is ridiculous to me.
Yeah, handprints of blood and poo. And I've never... They'd be like, oh, I got it on my hand. Ugh, on the wall.
For one, are you wiping your ass with your hand? Why do you have poo on your hand?
Well, I think it's because of squatting.
Well, put some toilet paper on the seat.
Exactly. There's ways to go around
put
that.
Put some toilet paper on the
put your
seat.
Your ass on the seat, you don't have to deal with it.
Ew.
But yeah.
So, it wasn't enough to be, like, super alarmed. Mm-hmm. It was just some damn smears or whatever. So, at this point, it was really late in the night. Mm-hmm. Philip's mother, Diana, was telling police anything that she could think of to help police find her son. Mm-hmm. She told them about the move. They moved from Danvers to Danvers from Tennessee, and that she was going through a really painful divorce. Philip did not want to leave his friends and his school, so he was having a really hard time with the move. The family actually lived in a basement apartment in Diana's mother's home.
Ooh.
I mean, that had to be pretty tough.
I don't know. Basement apartments might not be that bad up there.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if I've ever, like, been in a... I mean, I've been in a basement before, so I guess that's...
Well, no, they're a little different, I feel like. So, yeah. One thing I was really surprised with, and I just... It took me a while to understand, was the multi-level houses.
Mm-hmm.
So it'd be like three floors of a house, and each floor was like an apartment.
Was an apartment. Okay. Yeah.
So it might just be like an apartment. Just yeah. Somewhat underground.
So Philip also told his mom that there were kids at the high school that were bullying him. They were picking on him, which sucks. I hate a freaking bully. I hate people that pick on lesser people.
How about...
It infuriates me.
You don't ever stop dealing with it, because... I know a bunch of, like, 50-year-old motherfucking bullies where I'm like, grow the fuck out of it.
Oh, yeah,
like,
same.
Why are you being a bully?
Same. Can we just move on with our life?
Yes.
All right. So, police's search went from inside the school to the wooded area outside of the school. So, I Google mapped mm-hmm. the school.
Mm-hmm.
It's a nice school. It's yes. a fancy school. I don't know anything about nice schools. The high school I went to was built in the 50s. So it was a shit when I was there.
Yeah.
This is a nice ass school. But there's a huge, massive wooded area. School is literally right in the middle of this massive wooded area. I mean, it's large.
That sounds kind of like how, like my school. So it was built my sophomore year.
Mm-hmm.
So it was brand new. And they cleared the lot.
Yeah.
So it was just like woods. We would just go walk in the woods.
Yeah, that's what these kids did. Like, some kids would walk through the woods to go home at the end of the day, because there were neighborhoods on the other side of the woods. So the cops were, like, searching through this wooded area, and at, like, you know, at this point, it's like if you're searching through leaves, and it was autumn, so there were leaves and, like, you know, sticks and shit. At this point, you're looking for, I feel like you're looking for a body.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it was right before midnight when officers found a purse in the leaves. There was no wallet inside, but it looked like that purse had not been there for a long time.
Okay.
Looked kind of new and fresh. The search continued, and shortly after, under a pile of leaves, naked from the waist down, laying face up, was the body of Colleen. Her body was bloodied, her throat was slit, and she had scrapes and dirt all over her from where it looked like she had been dragged.
Yeah.
A note was found near her body, and all the note said was, "I hate you all."
Ooh.
Yeah. Also found really near the body but thrown down an embankment was a green recycling can, which was kind of out of place, you know, just out of place. And a pair of bloodied gloves were found really close to the trash can.
Okay.
So Colleen Ritzer was brutally murdered at the school where she worked, and Philip was one of the last kids that was seen with her. And at this point, he's still missing.
Yeah.
No one knows where Philip is. So across town, so this is another town, a police officer was driving down Route 1 north on his shift. And even though he wasn't in the town of Danvers, he still knew. Why are you laughing at me for? Did I say something stupid?
No, you didn't say anything stupid.
Okay.
You say Route 1?
Route 1. Is it Route 1?
Route 1? I don't know. I don't know what I would say.
I say Route. It's Route. It's Route 1.
I think it's Route 1, and then...
I think it is Route 1.
You plan a route, but they're spelled the same. I don't think it matters.
Whatever. Number 1 north on the shift. So he knew about it, and he saw this, like, kid walking down a street, but it wasn't a street that you would typically, like, walk down.
Yeah.
So it was strange. So the cop pulled over and was like, "Hey, what are you doing?"
Yeah.
And he had a backpack. So the cop was like, "Hey, do you have weapons in your bag?" And he was like, "Yeah, I got a knife in my bag." And he was like, "Oh, okay." So he took Philip back to the police station because he looked like the guy that they'd been looking for.
Yeah.
He knew that. Okay. So Philip was questioned, and he was acting really weird. In his backpack, they found box cutter, ski mask, and a pair of underwear, like ladies' panties, ladies' underwear. They also found credit cards and IDs, all of which were Colleen's.
Yeah.
So they noticed on the box cutter, there was like little specks of blood on the box cutter. And when they asked Philip, "Whose is this? Like, whose blood is this?" He said, quote, "It came from the girl."
Ooh.
So at this time, police finally were able to put together all the footage in the school. And I'm going to tell you what they saw.
Okay.
Because I watched the footage. Yeah. It was the creepiest shit I've ever experienced in my life. Okay. So I'm going to walk you through.
Okay.
At 3 p.m., you see Colleen walk out of her classroom. Okay. She walks out of her classroom. She walks down the hall. She's going to... So the faculty bathroom was closed, so she had to go to the kids' women's bathroom. Like, seconds later, you see Philip. He pokes his head out of the room. He looks left. He looks right. It's almost like he's looking to see if anyone is in the hallway. So he walks out of the room. He's like fidgeting. He looks really anxious. He goes back in the classroom and comes right back out with his hood over his head. He's wearing a blue hoodie. And he follows Colleen. He's right behind her walking into the bathroom. Okay. So the camera angle changes. You see Colleen go into the bathroom. You see Philip go into the bathroom.
Yeah.
Ooh, okay. So 11, I think it was like 11 minutes later, you see another student, a girl, walk into the bathroom. And she immediately turns around and like books, like hauls ass.
Oh,
like,
wow.
You could tell she was like in a hurry. And we'll go back to her later.
Okay.
So, also, I forgot to mention, when he was walking down the hall to go into the bathroom, he was putting on rubber gloves.
Ooh.
As he was walking, he was putting on rubber gloves. Philip can then be seen walking out of the bathroom. His hood is still on. His head is down, and he's walking back down the hallway. His hands are covered in blood.
Oh, shit.
His hands are red, covered in blood. He walks down, like, three flights of stairs and walks out the door. out the door of the school. Okay. Mm-hmm. So a couple minutes later, he reappears. He's back in the school. He walks back in the door that he just left. But this time he only has a white t-shirt on. So the blue hoodie's gone. He's got a white t-shirt on and he's running back. He's running at this point, running back up the stairs. He looks completely frantic. Like he, like what the hell? And he, it even showed he ran like past a teacher. A teacher just came out of her room. She had her bag like going on for the day and he like booked it by the teacher. And she was like, eh, whatever. Whatever. I'm just trying to go home, drink some wine. I don't give a shit. He walks back into Colleen's classroom. Mm-hmm. Seconds later, he comes out. He's got his book bag and he has Colleen's pocketbook thrown over his shoulder. So he walks out of the school again. So I guess he's trying to get rid of like her stuff.
She's just dead in the bathroom at this point.
She's in the bathroom. She is dead in the bathroom at this point. So he leaves. He comes back, walks down the hallway toward the bathroom with a huge trash can. Like one with wheels on it. Like the ones you put on the side of the road.
Yeah.
Like a huge trash can. So he goes into the bathroom with his trash can. He comes out minutes later with the trash can and he's got his black ski mask on. Okay. And the way he's rolling the bin, like, you can tell there is some, you can tell she's in there.
Yeah.
Like you can tell it's heavy because he's struggling. He's a little skinny little boy.
Yeah.
So you can tell he's struggling with his trash can. So he took the trash bin right out the front door. Pfft, he booked it. So there were cameras outside that showed him just wheeling the damn trash can through the parking lot. He was passing people, students, like... But it wasn't unusual for that to happen because the kids would, like, empty the trash cans.
That's weird.
So it wasn't unusual to see kids, like,
yeah,
whatever.
That's super weird, though.
Surveillance footage outside shows him wheel the trash can off into the woods, and he doesn't come back. He doesn't reappear on footage until 24 minutes later. So he was off doing something in the woods for 24 minutes. He walks back into the school. His pants are covered in blood. Covered in blood. And he was walking around barefoot. So he had a white t-shirt on, jeans that from top to bottom covered in blood, and no shoes. How the hell did he... Like, no one saw him. It was crazy to me. It is just crazy. He goes to his locker. He grabs some clothes. He went into the bathroom, changed, and walks right out the door like nothing happened.
Wow.
Nothing. This is when he goes to the movies.
Okay.
He uses Colleen's credit card to buy his ticket.
Oh, shit.
Dick. Yeah.
He's not a smart person.
But he didn't stay for the movie. He then went to Wendy's, got something to eat.
So that he...
Got some nuggies.
Did he think that that was setting up an alibi? If you're,
I think in his brain he was setting up an alibi, even though it wasn't at the same time.
Yeah, and also, it's her card.
Yeah. Well, he's an idiot.
Yeah.
He was 14. He's stupid. He had no idea.
Yeah.
What was happening?
But still.
Yeah, but still, it's like, come on, dude, watch a crime show once in a while, figure it out. So he went to Wendy's, got something to eat, and later he was found by the cop just like aimlessly walking around. So autopsy revealed that Colleen was stabbed 16 times in her throat.
Ooh.
16 times. She was raped by Philip, and she was also raped by an object in the woods.
Ooh.
Like a really massive, large stick. What? I don't know. I don't know. I wish I knew, like, the mentality behind people that that did something. It just seems like it's just one last little fuck you dig. Like,
it's just
I'm going to mutilate your body.
Yeah, but it's so weird because, okay, if you killed a man, would you want to stick something up his butt?
No.
Yeah, it wouldn't even. It's just so weird.
If I killed a man, it would be because he cheated on me or something.
Yeah.
And I might would stick some up his asshole at that time. No, I don't know. No, I would not even think about that.
Like the cutting of the boobs, like, you know, some guys like cut off boobs.
Yeah.
Like that makes more sense because like if I were to kill a man, I probably would like in this rage could maybe see cutting off a penis.
Yeah. But not like sticking stuff. I just don't know.
It's just so like...
It's just weird. Police were... they were trying to put together a motive. They knew he killed him, but they have no idea why he killed his teacher.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, before we move on from the stick rape.
Yes.
Have you seen Evil Dead?
Oh, yeah.
The new one? I think.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the one from, like, I mean, it's not new anymore, but the tree rape?
The tree rape. Yeah. The she gets stuck in the vines, and they, like, crawl up her legs and in her vagina, and it is, I'm like, I cut my vagina every time because it hurts. I'm like,
We saw that in theaters, and I was like, oh, my God.
That is one of my favorite movies of all time.
Yes.
Minus the original, which is hysterical.
I believe they're making a new one. Are they making a new Army of Darkness?
Oh, I hope so.
Something.
Evil Dead. Something. That movie is just fantastic. If you haven't seen the new Evil Dead or the original one, you gotta see it, because you're missing out on life.
By new Evil Dead, I think it's like 2013.
Yeah, it's not really new. It's kind of old. But the newer version.
Yeah, it's so good.
Okay, so they were trying to put together a motive. This kid just raped and murdered his teacher. They had no idea why. So they interviewed a student, the girl that was in the classroom.
Yeah.
She had overheard Colleen and Philip talking that day.
Was she the same girl that went to the bathroom?
No. Let me tell you. The girl that walked into the bathroom, the police talked to her later.
Mm-hmm.
She said she walked into the bathroom because she had to make a phone call. So she had her phone out. When she walked in, she looked up. She saw like a flash of a naked butt and clothes on the floor.
Okay.
So she, in her brain, she thought it was two kids having sex.
Oh, okay.
So she like hightailed, booked it. I mean, she was a young girl. Your brain doesn't go to, oh, someone's being murdered.
It's more likely someone's having sex than someone getting murdered. Yeah,
it was a high school. So she just saw butt and just ran. She was like, oh, I just walked in, I was someone having sex. So the other girl that was in the classroom, she was doing like extra credit work. She heard Colleen and Philip talking. They were just having like a conversation, and Colleen mentioned the word Tennessee, which is where Philip had just moved from previously. And the girl said it was like something like switched in his brain. Like the minute she said that word, he was like visibly upset. He was like rocking back and forth. He started like talking to himself, just like really weird, completely different person. And then you could see Colleen, she like quickly changed the subject. She could see that it upset him. So in the videotape interview with police, Philip said Colleen provoked the attack with a trigger word. So now he's blaming her for the murder. Okay. Which is totally bullshit.
Yeah.
Because he came to school with a box cutter.
Yeah.
He came to school with gloves.
And a ski mask.
This was totally.
Yeah.
What do you call it?
Premeditated.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. He wasn't even in the classroom for extra credit. Like, nothing. He was just in there because he was waiting on the perfect time to, like, strike, I think.
Yeah.
So, Philip said, quote, after she insulted me, that's when I became the teacher.
Oh, fuck.
this kid. So, Chisholm was arrested. He was indicted on charges of murder, armed robbery, and rape. Prosecutors wanted him to be charged as an adult in court.
Yeah.
And this was like a big thing with this case because he was 14.
Yeah.
Defense was like, look, his brain's not even fully developed yet. He was angry. He just lashed out. And the prosecutors were like, he had everything with him.
Yeah.
Like he
it was premeditated.
It was premeditated. Yeah.
Also that like, I do understand that your brain isn't fully developed, but that's not until you're 25.
Yeah.
So if you're going to pull that, you need to pull it for someone that's 20, but you're just pulling it because they're under 18.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So at this point, no one knew if he would be charged as an adult or minor. But after his arrest, he was held in a juvenile detention center where he tried to murder a female guard.
Ah!
Yes. He strangled her. And they said in the article I read that if no one had heard her scream, he would have killed her. Like, she would have been dead.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Yeah. So that pretty much kind of like sealed his case for him. So his case took 2 years to go to trial. The teenager accused of killing and raping high school teacher Colleen Ritzer. A jury found him guilty of first degree murder by premeditation and extreme atrocity and aggravated rape and armed robbery. So he faces life in prison with a possibility of parole after 25 years for killing Colleen. He has to serve 2 40-year terms concurrently for her rape and armed robbery. So he can't see release until he serves at least 40 years in prison, which pisses off Colleen's mom. Yeah. So after 40 years, he could potentially be like out in the world.
Yeah. And he obviously has proven that this is not a one-time thing. He's going to go out and he's going to do it again.
Which brings up like the whole thing. Is this guy a budding serial killer?
Yeah.
He has premeditated murder.
Yeah.
He took trophies.
Yes.
He even, so it said that he posed her body in the woods.
Yeah.
Which is like a serial killer thing. So I'm thinking this, and he tried to kill someone else.
Yeah.
This guy. So he also had cases back in Tennessee, but because he was a juvenile, the cases were confidential or closed.
They sealed his case or whatever.
They sealed it, but he was doing shit back in Tennessee too. So I honestly hope he never comes out, because I think that this kid straight up is a serial killer. There's no doubt in my mind this kid's a serial killer.
Yeah.
So I'm going to read you Peggy Ritzer, what she said, her mom. Mm-hmm. So Peggy Ritzer said her daughter's death had left her so very broken. Quote, "Now I isolate myself from people I love because pretending to be happy is so difficult," she said. "He is pure evil, and evil can never be rehabilitated." Tom Ritzer said he felt as though he had failed his daughter, which is so sad.
Yeah.
"I didn't protect Colleen," he said. "A dad's job is to fix things. I would do anything I could if I could fix this for Colleen." So that is the story of this asshole. So I'm going to show you a picture of him. Can I show you a picture of him?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
That's him. But that's actually 2 years later. He looks a little bit older.
Yeah.
In that picture.
He's got cokeball glasses.
That's him.
Okay.
And he's wheeling the trash can. I don't know if you can see the trash can in that picture. What is this we're looking at?
The trash can.
That's the trash can she was in.
Oh, wow.
That's the court case. That's his jeans. That's his jeans he walked into school wearing.
Wow.
Those bloody jeans. And that's Colleen being brought out of the woods. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you the YouTube video of the surveillance footage. Oh, it's creepy. When you know this story and then you watch this footage.
Yeah.
It's creepy. If you want to watch it, if anyone out there wants to watch it, just be prepared. It is super eerie. You can just go on YouTube and look at Philip Chisholm surveillance footage, and a bunch of stuff pops up.
Okay.
So that's the story, man. It's a crazy ass case.
Yeah.
And I had heard of it a couple years ago on another podcast, and I had kind of forgotten about it. But then I was listening to The First Degree, which is another favorite podcast of mine. And they recently did one of this case, and it brought it to my attention again.
I think Sword and Scale did it as well.
Did Sword and Scale do it?
I think so.
Yeah. Maybe that's where I first heard it from was Sword and Scale. But it's just, I don't know. It baffles me that this kid killed a teacher and stuffed her in a trash can.
Yeah. I mean, it really, I feel like all of us that are in this true crime bubble are trying to figure out what drives someone to be this way. Like, what can we do to stop this? Is there something that is we can see in someone's brain, chemistry or something that can predict this behavior?
Yeah.
And I mean, someone that's 14, like doing this, there's always that nature versus nurture. And this is obviously not nurtured.
I mean, I could find nothing like a horrible event that happened in his childhood, like nothing.
Yeah.
You know,
because moving is not a horrible event.
No, you're not going to kill people because you moved out of the state.
Yeah. I mean, it's
this guy was, if he was out right now, he'd be killing people left and right.
Yeah.
He would be. I think if he was let out in 40 years, he'd do the same thing. Because I honestly think he is a serial killer.
He
could have been.
He has some weird hate towards women.
Yeah. Really weird hate towards women.
Especially at 14.
At 14. Ugh. Oh.
And I'm thinking about all the 14-year, like when I was 14, all the 14-year-olds I knew.
All the 14 years old I knew when I was 14, they were just all assholes.
They're all awful.
14-year-olds are the worst.
Especially the boys. Well, no, girls too.
I think girls are so much worse. But I think boys had way more drama than the girls ever did.
They still do.
Oh, yeah. I lived with two guys in college, and I never in my life seen two men squabble like that. It was though, I was like, get me, where it do I, I'm in the freaking Twilight Zone. You argue more than any girls I have ever seen. So everyone that says girls have more drama.
And they're so emotional.
No. I lived with two guys.
Yeah.
It was the worst.
Yeah.
It was the worst.
You didn't ask me how my day was, and I'm upset about it.
Well, like, the situation I had was that... one of the guys I lived with started messing with the other guy's ex-girlfriend.
Well, that's something you don't do.
And it was like a bomb. Just, I remember the one night where they both come home from the bar and they, like, the one guy found out that the other guy was messing with his ex-girlfriend. I thought I was going to have to call the cops. They were going to kill each other. I'm just sitting here watching like, ooh, this is interesting. Anyways, boom, 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 boom. That was our show.
Woo!
Do you want to do clit notes?
Yeah, let's do clit notes.
Let's do some clit notes. I'm going to say mine while you're looking for yours.
Okay.
All right. So I got some of my stuff with this one article from NBCNews.com. Teen suspect in murder of teacher Colleen Ritzer left hate note. And then Boston.com. Mother of murdered Danvers teacher recalls bright young girl who loved pink. Excellent at math. This is my favorite thing to talk about is the titles of these articles. Like, what the fuck? Really? Loved pink. Excelled at math. Okay. CNN.com. Court papers detail horrifying final moments of Massachusetts teacher's life. InsideEdition.com. An article, authorities, teen accused of murdering, raping his teacher. In YouTube.
Okay.
In the YouTube thing that I saw. And also, the first degree has a good thing on it.
Yep.
Sword and Scale.
I believe, yeah.
And those are two excellent podcasts. So just listen to them anyway, because, I mean, Billy Jensen. Do I got to say anything else? Billy Jensen. Okay.
Okay, so I have like two that I pulled most of my information from, two articles. So one was Pauley's mayor doesn't resign, says boycotting Palmetto cheese will hurt workers, by Nick, I'm probably gonna fuck up your last name, sorry, Masuda and Tyler Fleming, and that was from the Post and Courier.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was an article from the Charlotte Observer that was titled Trouble in Palmetto Paradise, a pimento cheese giant.
Love the way they title these stuff. Yeah. Trouble in Palmetto Paradise.
Yeah.
Oh,
pimento cheese giant's hateful revealing rant by John Huey.
Oh God.
And that's a great one because he actually went and stayed at the Seaview Inn. And so he was talking about.
Oh, he did. Yeah. See, that's what I wanted to do.
Yeah, so he had it in the past. Like he had gone there. So he was recalling his
Recalling his time. Yeah. Well, thank you guys for listening.
Yes, thank you.
We hope you liked it. I'm blown away by the case that you put on my table today. It was great. And
yeah.
You brought receipts. Like, she brought a box of pimento cheese, a tub of pimento cheese, and Ritz crackers, and beer, and wine. So I'm loving it.
Yeah.
So follow us on the things, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Just hit the subscribe button. That would be super helpful.
Yeah.
Or leave a review. We want to know.
Leave a review. Send us some mail. We still have a bunch of stuff to give away. If you send us.
We have goodies.
Some things.
If you send us. Yeah. And send us some in the mail. USPS all the way.
Yeah.
What's our
P.O. Box 511, Graham, North Carolina, 27253.
Send us some shit and we'll send you some shit.
Yeah.
All right.
Cool. Bye.
Bye.